The political reforms of the 1960s accelerated dramatically when on January 5, 1968, Alexander Dubček became first secretary of the Communist Party, the most powerful position in the country. Dubček immediately set Czechoslovakia on a course of economic and political reform to create what was described as socialism with a human face. Today we're going to hear two recordings of Dubček from 1968 that show both the hopes with which the year started and the despair which followed the Soviet invasion in August. First we go to a meeting of the Party Central Committee on April the 1st, which Dubček opened with a speech outlining the reforms. This extract reflects some of the paradoxes of the time, Dubček's sincere belief in change and his real enthusiasm at public support for reforms is evident. But at the same time, the speech is veiled in familiar jargon about the leading role of the party. What has made this whole process so special, he said, is that above all, especially in terms of the pace of change, it has been determined by the creative and spontaneous activity of the broad mass of the people, with the communists in the vanguard. In this spirit, and in accord with the plenary session of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia, people have acted without the slightest manipulation and without being given commands from above. The role of the party is to recognize people's understanding, to raise it to a higher plane, to support progressive thinking and acts. Dotvárať ho, zušľachťovať, vyzdvihovať progresívne myslenie a činy. Dubček remained convinced that the political system could be reformed from within, even as the Soviet Union put growing pressure on Prague to reverse the process of change. He was completely shattered when his friend and comrade Leonid Brezhnev broke his word and sent tanks into Czechoslovakia on the night of August the 20th. The entire Czechoslovak Politburo was immediately swept off to Moscow and bullied into coming to terms with the invasion. They returned a few days later, but when Dubček went on air on August the 27th, he was a broken man. Celkom otvorene chcem tiež povedať, že skúsenosť. He tried to describe and explain the situation, talking in phrases that had little meaning, and after several sentences, his voice broke down completely. Vážení poslucháči, prosím, aby ste mi preminuli, ak tu a tam sa prejaví nejaká prestávka. He apologized to listeners and then went silent. The Czechoslovak radio journalist Margita Kolarová later remembered the moment that in many ways symbolized the tragedy of 1968 in an interview for Radio Prague.
Najednou zmlknul a nemluvil, byla pauze.
There was a silence. I didn't know what to do, whether I should start saying something to apologize to the listeners, but that wouldn't have been the diplomatic thing to do. So I waited, and I indicated to the people around that I needed a glass of water for Mr. Dubček. They brought the water, and as I put the glass on the table in front of him, the sound it made brought him back to his senses. After quite a long while, he began to speak again, and there were tears running down his face. It was only the second time in my life that I'd seen a man cry.
Viděla jsem po druhé v životě plakat muže.